This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 15. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. And welcome back to the Making Good Podcast. It really is fabulous to have you here. How's your week going? I really hope you're having a good one. Today I wanted to spend a little bit of time exploring overwhelm, or actually, hopefully more helpfully, a tool that can help us to reduce our sense of overwhelm and start to work out just what we need to focus on first. As social and as ethical entrepreneurs, we usually have a lot of amazing ideas, and that's capital A amazing. I know I do. And in my head, they are all actual amazing ideas and need me to drop everything and start work on them straight away. It can be quite hard, I find, to be strategic and to stick to a plan without getting distracted by the next shiny new idea. Or even if actually we're being really good at sticking to our plan, there's just so much that needs doing when we're a business of one and we're trying to do it all ourselves. It can feel so incredibly overwhelming to be thinking about websites and social media and the products or services that we want to create and marketing them and finances. And actually, no one's ever really taught us how to do any of this stuff anyway, and we feel like we're kind of making it up a little bit as we're going along, or that we're having to embark on this really steep learning curve pretty much every day of the week. So it's not surprising that a lot of solopreneurs burn out. They end up getting overwhelmed and frazzled and get dragged down by the need to do all the things. And that sense of overwhelm very quickly can lead to paralysis, because we can't do all the things, we end up doing none of them. And that can be really demoralising. Now, in previous episodes, I've talked quite a bit already about having this big vision, and I've talked about some SMART goals, and even how we break down that vision into the roadmap and the milestones that will keep us on track. But sometimes, even all of that might not be quite enough when we're feeling really overwhelmed and we just can't figure out what to work on first. So this tool that I'm going to introduce you to is a really popular one for life coaching, but it also works really well in a business setting too. And it's called The Wheel. Some of you might have already heard of it. And actually, I like not to think of it as a wheel. I tend to think of it as a big, fat, round cake. So this is how you use it. So the basic idea is that you take a circle and you divide it up into segments. This is where I like to think of it as a cake, and you divide it up into pieces of cake, each of which represents an area of your business or your project or your blog. So an ethical business wheel might include something like values and mission, sales, marketing, your online platform. So just have a little think about all the different areas that make up your business. And just that simple act in itself can be quite clarifying to think about what are the different things that you're trying to deal with every day. And then for each segment, when you've got your pieces of cake, define what your 10 out of 10 would look like. So if that piece of cake, if that segment of the wheel, if everything in that area was exactly as you wanted it to be, what would be happening? What would it look like? How would you be feeling? What would people be saying to you? See if you can come up with three, or maybe more, bullet points that define your 10 out of 10 and give you something measurable to aim for, back to those SMART goals again. So for example, if you're looking at social media for your enterprise or your project, your 10 out of 10 might be numbers of Facebook followers, or Twitter followers, or Instagram followers, or it might be that you want to have started a Facebook group and for it to have so many members in place. So think back to those SMART goals and think about how you can make your 10 out of 10 really specific and measurable and achievable and realistic and ideally time-bound. So once you've got your 10 out of 10 for all those areas, for all those different pieces of cake, think about where you are right now for each of those slices. Are you just starting out and you feel like maybe you're a one or a two? So you're looking at your finances and you haven't had your head in the sand and you're not really sure where you are. So you feel like you're a one or a two, or maybe you're doing really well with your finances or your website and it's really nearly there. And you feel like, actually, I'm pretty much a nine there. I've just got the last few tweaks to do. So wherever you are, there's absolutely no judgment at this point. There is no right or wrong. There is no place you should be at. There's no magic number. You look at where you are and we start from there. So draw a line on your piece of cake for where you are now, and then do this for each little segment on your wheel or your cake or your pie. Now, at this stage, I will warn you, the whole thing might actually be feeling more overwhelming rather than less, because you're really starting to see in a very visual form the gap between where you are now and where you want to be in all those different areas of your business. And if you're anything like me, it can start to make you feel a little bit panicky. But don't worry, sit tight. This is where we get into the dealing with the overwhelm bit. So then we have a little look at all our different segments of our wheel and we start to prioritise them. Which one does it feel like it's most important to start work on first? Or maybe where could you make the most progress the quickest? What would start to bring in an income most quickly? Or are there some that it's a really logical progression that you need to do one before you can move on to the other? So I would suggest that you pick maybe just two or maybe even one segment of your wheel that you want to focus on first, because we're dealing with overwhelm here, so we don't want to take on too much. Okay, so the next thing to do is to take that one segment that you've decided to focus on first, whether that's one or two, but let's just assume it's one for now, and then think about all the things that you could do that would move you just one step forward. So from a three to a four or a seven to an eight. So if we were to take the social media analogy and we were to say that your 10 out of 10 would be to have a Facebook page with 100 likes on it, and at the moment you're feeling like you're pretty much a zero because you haven't even got a Facebook page. So to get you from a zero to a one, and your one might be having that Facebook page set up so that you don't even have to have any followers or any content on there, but you've got that page set up. What are the different options for doing that? Well, you could do it yourself. You might have a friend who's really into Facebook who you could ask. You might be able to pay somebody to set up your Facebook page for you. So those are three bullet points, three options for the things that you could do. And like I said, these are just options. You don't have to have the yes, but I've got no money, or yes, but they'd never have the time to do it for me. These are just options and we try and keep things as open as we can. Then we're going to have a little look at these options, and there might be one that seems most obvious. So there might be one that's jumping up and it's crying, pick me, pick me. Or there might be one that you're thinking, I am never in a million years going to do that. I could never work out how to set up a Facebook page. I have no interest. I'm just going to pay someone to do it. So there might be one that's really easy to rule out, or there might be one that is really easy and obvious to rule in. So from your options, pick one thing that you will do in the next 24 to 48 hours that will have a positive impact on that area of your business or your life. So it doesn't have to move you all the way from that three to the four or even the zero to the one. It could just be, with our Facebook page analogy, that you email your friend to say, I'd love to have a Facebook page. Is there any chance you might have time to help me out with it? So that might be your thing that doesn't even move you from the zero to the one, but it moves you one baby step closer to the thing that you want. And you can do it in the next 24 to 48 hours. And then in the true SMART goal thing, we're going to make this time bound. We're going to commit to it. I want you to write it down, put it in your diary. Really think about when you're going to have time to do this action and when you can commit to it and all the things that might stop you. And then pick one thing that you can do over the next 2 to 3 weeks that will have a really positive impact. So again, write it down and pin yourself down. This is the bit I struggle with. Pin yourself down to a date and a time in your diary. So now you've taken your cake, you've cut it up into slices, you've identified the slice that you want to work on first. You've worked out where you want to be, where you are now, and you should have two or three actions that you can take over, one to take in the next 24 to 48 hours and one to take in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And you will clearly be able to see how you can start stepping forwards and really making progress on that one section of your business. And it might be that you find that you can work on two or three sections at the same time. And if that's the case, just work through exactly the same process. Pick your piece of cake. work out where you are now, where you want to be, and so then you might end up with a list of two or three things to do in the next 24 to 48 hours, one for each of the segments, and two or three things to do in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And you can see that you're taking real positive steps forwards. It doesn't matter how small they are. You just need to keep moving forwards. And you can see that the steps that you're taking are really clearly moving towards you to that 10 out of 10 and that goal you've identified. So I think that's some of the key to overwhelm, is to really break things down. That phrase, you can't see the wood for the trees, when all you can see is the forest and you can't see, even start to see the trees and the path that might be there through them. So we're zooming in on it. And the other thing that I would really urge you to do is accept that you can't do it all, at least not right now, but that there are steps that you can take right now that will move you forwards. And it's moving forwards that we're aiming for. It's that wonderful phrase, it's progress, not perfection. So the wheel, just giving you that really brief introduction to it, and it's a really useful tool for helping you get clear about your business and the sections of it and the goals for each of those sections of the business. But it's also a really good tool for helping you to review your progress. So once you've made your wheel, don't just file it away, keep it somewhere accessible and review it every couple of months and think, okay, so what, you know, I was a zero, and wow, actually in just a couple of months, I'm already a 6 or a 7. I've got this Facebook page set up and I've already got like 70 likes on there. I only need to go for that final push to get up to my 10 out of 10. And then once you've got to your 10 out of 10 for each segment, you can review your goals and you can set yourself a new 10 out of 10 and a new goal. And that's how we just keep chunking things down, breaking things down into these really easy, manageable steps. And we keep ourselves moving forwards without getting overwhelmed. So there, I hope that's really helped. If you've used the wheel or the cake before, I use cake quite a lot, but sometimes in a slightly different therapeutic sense. but if you've used the, it's sometimes called the wheel of life, if you've used it before or you've no idea what it is and you want to have a go, then I'd love to hear how you get on with it. I've also got a blog post that writes all this down and gives you some pictures. And I've got a template as well that I'll share in the show notes. So you can find the show notes over at jengale.co.uk. And like I said, do let me know how you're getting on with those wheels. Do let me know if you've got any favourite tools for helping to deal with overwhelm, because I think it's a really, I was going to say popular thing. That's the wrong thing. I think it's a really common thing, especially for entrepreneurs to be coping with and to be dealing with. So there we go. Have a fabulous week, guys, and do tune in next time. I'd love to virtually see you here. Take care. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk. Or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.